welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited. I'm always so excited when these calls start, but I'm so excited to have my good friend Britta Dubel here with us today. And she's going to be talking to us about that it's time to level up and what that means. So Britta is going to teach us, or we're going to learn on this call, how to work with your human aspects, how to perceive as the light, how to work with spirit and trust in the light through your manifestation process, and how to keep untangling yourself from the illusion attachments. That and much more. Britta will be taking live caller questions to work with us one-on-one, answer our questions, and more, so that we can really dive deep into these areas and what it means to level up. So if you don't know Britta, she was born in a small village in northern Germany. Britta's life was suddenly transformed when she was summoned to New York City at age 17 to work as a model with the prestigious Ford agency. Following years gracing magazine covers around the world, Britta eventually followed her inner calling and embarked on a quest to expand her natural abilities as a channel for light information. And for more than 10 years, she studied spiritual psychology and a number of healing modalities and became a certified imagery and Reiki master and licensed hypnotist. Her intention is self-realization, and she refers to herself as a consciousness activist. Both warm and relatable, Britta's work is infused with her desire to always keep it real. A powerful yet practical teacher for the new age, she says, if you are sensing the call to create change, do not hesitate. The world may look chaotic, but in fact, there has never been this much support energetically and spiritually to reconnect with a deeper sense of purpose and alignment with one's truth. Oh, that is so wise. And, you know, I have to say, you know, whenever Britta comes on the show with us, it's always so magical. She has this wonderful energy of compassion, so much compassion. And it just, she exudes that compassion. You know, she's very, very personable and relatable for sure, but she exudes that compassion and unconditional love. So it's so wonderful to have her on the show to work with her and learn from her teachings and wisdom. So I invite you to open up your heart space as we enter into Radiant Light Healing Circle. Open up your heart space. Allow yourself to receive the wisdom and teachings and energies that she is constantly transmitting, as well as the energy that my team and I are transmitting through this call as well. All right, so allow and just receive. So join me in welcoming now my good friend Britta to the show. Britta, welcome.
Hello, Alara, and hello, everybody who's with us. Greetings. How are you?
Wonderful. It's so wonderful to have you back with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be back as well. That was such a nice introduction. I was just really dropping in, and I was like, wow, you know, it's always again and again and again. It's such a beautiful experience to share all this with so many people all around the world.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think right now is a time when we really need these teachings. We need these energies. I feel like we're going through a lot of change at the moment. You know, I feel like everybody is going within and searching, you know, especially with all of everything going on in the U.S., everyone's really questioning everything. So this is a wonderful time for all of us to really go within, connect, and really, you know, choose for ourselves what it means to prosper, you know, in your life. So, you know, the theme for this season is living a prosperous life. So what does that mean to you, Britta, prospering and a prosperous life?
Yes, absolutely. I agree with everything you were just saying. And so, you know, when we're thinking about a prosperous life, you know, it's really understanding that prosperity is not just money, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not just abundance on that level. It really means health. It mm-hmm. means clarity. It means joy. It means happy relationships and fulfilling sense of self and purpose, right?
Yes, absolutely. Prosperity
for me really is an all-around encompassing aspect of all facets of self.
Yeah.
And, you know, and yeah. And so this really ties into what you were saying, that with everything that is happening on the planet and how the vibrations are increasing so tremendously, that we are being called to step back into our essence of our spirit, or our light, or our creator self. And in that place, we are only prosperity. Right? Mm. Because all of this really is just an illusion. This is just a play. This is just a game for us to recognize the difference between the illusion and our prosperous light selves, so that we can play in the illusion, have fun with it, and also use it for the growth into more of our light, prosperity, and sense of self.
Absolutely. Yep. I totally agree. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, at this time, what can we do to really go within, connect within, get that clarity that we so desperately need?
Yes, 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 yes. Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, there's just one little aspect that I want to talk about for one moment. And, you know, because what oftentimes people are struggling with is that the, you know, that left side of the brain that needs proof, right? That, yeah, the concept of it sounds great, but am I imagining it? Is this really real? How do I know, right? And so I don't know if you've heard of the Schumann resonance. So the Schumann resonance really is the Earth's vibration. And this has always been Mother Earth's heartbeat. And this was always the Om sound, right? In the yoga studio, we've all done the Om, right? And that was always the sound that penetrates everything, the sound that is measured by the Schumann resonance. That was always measured at 7.83 hertz. That has been the case for decades. And so just recently, since 2012, this has been increasing tremendously. And just within the last few months, this resonance has now been increasing to 36 plus hertz.
Wow.
It has more than quadrupled, and it's continuing to go up, right? So this is a real you know, fact that the vibrations are increasing. The Om sound doesn't even encompass everything anymore. You know, everything is changing, everything is shifting. Mother Earth is transforming. And because Mother Earth is transforming, we are transforming too. It's inevitable. We cannot separate ourselves from this vibrational increase that is happening. You know, and so this vibrational increase is showing itself in people's lives very drastically right now. And so more and more people are becoming awake, are becoming aware, are becoming curious. But it's also showing itself with physical symptoms, such as headaches or nausea or fatigue or old illnesses reoccurring because they need to be cleared out on deeper levels because of the vibrational increase. Literally, our biology is shifting. And within this vibrational shifting, the outer reality of our lives is also changing. So challenges that we are experiencing within our lives, you know, are there to wake us up into shifting perspective, into understanding that, you know, there's something here to learn from, you know, in order to create a different vibration and a different reality.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, sometimes that is the reason for some of the challenges that we are experiencing, is to wake us up, to show us a different way of being, or, you know, enough with this kind of thing. And then it's like time to change, time to shift, time to grow, time to let go of what is, you know, the past and trying to move forward, right? Sometimes we get stuck in a certain way of being, the status quo, when it's really time to move, right?
That's right. That's right. Exactly. And so, you know, this is why, you know, the old ways of the old vibration, right, would be to judge what is happening, right, or to fear what is happening, or to resist what is happening, or to find blame of what is happening, or to assign shame to what is happening, right? So these would be the old ways of going about it. And, you know, and that is really why this call is about leveling up, because this is not a dress rehearsal anymore, and it really is time for everybody to level up and to understand that the old ways are going to cause more pain. And even though they may seem like the initial go-to or the old comfort, but, you know, everybody, it is time to notice it, recognize it, forgive yourself, let go of the old ways of dealing with it. And really remember that, okay, what do I do? It's time to level up. Okay, how do I find a new way, a new perspective, a new acceptance to be with this challenge that is present in my life right now so I can grow from this, so I can level up, so I can raise my vibration as a result of this?
Absolutely, yeah. And so, you know, that brings up a good question, because there's a question on the Q&A from Sandra, and that's pretty much what she's asking. How do I free myself from my old identity, the old beliefs, stories, and stuff, anything that doesn't serve and honor me anymore, but for some reason is strong in my field still? What guidance do you have for me?
Okay, wonderful, wonderful point. So let's go to that first point of, you know, how to work with your human aspects, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Sandra and everybody who's listening, you know who you are in your true reality. You know you are light. You know you are source incarnated. You know you are infinite possibility. You know you are consciousness, right? Now, this is a knowledge that sometimes needs to be reinforced and strengthened. So meaning that the focus needs to shift onto what's really true. The focus really needs to shift onto who you really are, and to play with that more. So envisioning, right? Create, visualize, imagine, make believe, spend time with that. Take time away from worrying. Take time away from what-ifing. Take time away from shoulda, coulda, would-ifing. And dedicate that time to experiencing and visualizing and feeling into who you really are, because what you focus on, that's where your energy goes, right? And so this is a very, very, very important shift. And so the more you the more time and the more energy and the more commitment you give to this visualization of yourself, to feel yourself so grand and to visualize yourself in clarity and deeply grounded, and to imagine yourself as this goddess or God incarnated and here to manifest your soul's intentions and your purpose and your joy and your inner freedom and your health. And so to know and commit yourself to that, this is why you're here. That will tip the balance energetically for you. So then from there, you will strengthen yourself in the new identity, which will then help you see the old identity as less powerful. It will become less powerful. You will be able to see the conditioning. You will be able to see your mental pollution that you still sometimes engage in with more clarity, and you will be able to recognize it and say, hang on, well, why am I doing that? That's not what I want to do, right? You'll be able to, okay, where's my breath? No, fight for your light. Box those old thoughts, those old knee-jerk reactions, those old ways of engaging and thinking away, and clear yourself so that you really, really commit yourself and show to yourself that you are committed to anything and everything that is possible and that you are here to claim. But it's your work and your job to get out of these old identities, which are the mental patterns, the emotional patterns, all conditioned into you energetically. And, you know, I want to talk on this just a little bit longer, if you don't mind, Alara.
Go ahead.
You know, so, you know, us as the beautiful infinite beings that we really are, we have manifested into this earth experience in form of energy, right? We all know modern science is confirming and has been confirming for decades now that we are all energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think of yourself as energy and you think of your aura, right, your auric space and your auric bodies and your physical body, it's all energy. And so within these bodies, within the mental body, within the emotional body, the energetic body, the physical body, you have all of this old conditioning. And again, if you bring your attention to it just being energy, and all you need to do is understand that you as the light being are in charge and the boss of you and in complete control of your own energy, and that it is yours to work with, and that it is yours to shift and mold like putty. You know, energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be changed and shifted. And so you as the vision of yourself, as the light, working with this energetic field, you now get to reprogram, reshape, reshift your patterns into the new patterns that suit you much better, that are supportive of your new vision for yourself, of your new hopes and dreams for yourself, and that so needed self-support. You know, so these are very simple shifts in perspective that make every bit of a difference in identifying the old patterns, the old identities, and from a light perspective, knowing that they're not who you are. They're just energy. And all you need to do is remember that you're in charge. You're the boss. This is yours to work with. And that old energy doesn't get your power anymore. And so then you bless it and you say, hello, well, what can I do with you? How can I shift you into something more supportive? How can I shift you into something more exciting? How can I shift you into something more empowering? So work with your energetic patterns. Don't fear them. Don't judge them. Don't blame them. Don't resist them. That's the old way. Work with them. Take them on. Own them. This is yours to work with. You're the creator of your energy, of your space, of mm-hmm. your conditioning, and of your vision and sense of self.
Absolutely. Yes. Great question. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's so true. And, you know, sometimes that's what we get stuck in. We get stuck in the old pattern. We get stuck in the old mind games, you know, and we can't see the light for what it is. So what do you mean by perceiving as the light?
So I know this is a little bit early for me to refer to my program, but, you know, in the program, this program is very specifically geared toward this work, right? Mm-hmm. Toward this self-observation, toward this work on self, to getting out of the old mental patterns, to getting out of the old emotional ways of, you know, ignoring or judging or blaming or shaming, but rather learning how to process properly, right, the emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know if you want me to go into all of those details right now because we have so much else to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, you and know, it, right, but...
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah. Say that again?
In general. We can talk about that later, for sure. I mean, we still have lots of questions, too, on the Q&A, plus callers also have questions, so there's like, oh, lots of interest.
Yay. But, you know, bottom line here, you know, in regard to clarify, you know, how to get out of these old patterns and, you know, it's really, you know, how you envision as light self, right? And so understanding, again, who you really are, that you really are the light, and understanding that you're living in an illusion. This is all just a dream. This is all just an illusion. None of this is even real, right? And so everything is energy. And understanding that this is still a very low dimensional vibration, mainly, and it's fear-based. And so, you know, whenever you slip into fear-based living, which is, you know, fear, doubt, worry, victim, blaming self, shaming self, beating oneself up, feeling, you know, timid or afraid to speak up, right? All of these patterns are not who you are. And you need to just get very clear and stay very clear on that this is not who you are. This is just old patterning. And just by identifying it as that, you immediately shift back into your alignment. Step back. Find your breath. Massage your spine up and down. Bring back that visual of yourself as light and take a few moments with yourself. Step back. And the more you step back into yourself and take that moment with yourself, the more you, you know, let go and are able to see, okay, so this is just my old conditioning. No need to judge it. No need to fear it. No need to blame it. How can I now focus on shifting that into a new way of seeing, experiencing, choosing, perceiving, right? Because that really is seeing as the light. We are here to be as the light, and we need to train ourselves to see as the light, which means seeing the illusion for what it is and when it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about being present and being aware of what's going on so that you can
That's
see
right.
the light or the illusion of the light. Yeah.
That's Wonderful. Right. That's right. Yes. Yes.
Mhm. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah.
Of course.
All right.
And
so.
Yeah. So you know, and you know, also how to perceive as the light. And this is in regard to challenges, right? In regard to personal challenges. You know, as we have these challenges in our lives, you know, aligning with our light self, it's very important to practice acceptance and non-judgment of the experience of the challenge. Because as the light, we don't judge. As the light beings that we really are, we don't fear. We accept that this is just an illusion, and that whatever the challenge at hand is, there is growth. And this is where we must look into self. Stop looking at the challenge. Look inside of yourself, because that is where you need to find your adjustment. It's not about the challenge. Remember, that's just the illusion. That's just energy, right? It's the self-observation. How within myself can I shift? What do I need to do? What is there for me to learn? Is this an old pattern that I haven't gotten yet? Is this a repetitive thing that I keep doing that I haven't seen yet? Or maybe what is the lesson here for me to learn with this challenge, with this experience? Or looking at self in regard to, you know, how am I perceiving this? Am I fearing this experience? Am I in victim mode about it? Am I in my old pattern of complaining and whining about it? Right? So, you know, that's all a part of leveling up. You know, we are completely being called into taking responsibility for who we really are. And as we take responsibility, we do it with joy, and we do it with fearlessness, and we do it with commitment, because, yeah, the little bit of discomfort that may be there, you know, that just comes with the transformation, it's inevitable, is not as bad as continuing to stay in the old suffering patterns. You know, so even though there's this discomfort, move through it, look inside, stop looking at the illusion, look into yourself. You have the power, you have the answers, you are here to level up now and take full responsibility for everything as creator incarnated.
Absolutely. And that can feel a little bit scary, right? Knowing, putting ourselves in that position of taking responsibility can feel a little bit daunting even sometimes, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Shefali, not Shefali, Alara, sorry.
That's okay.
That just means I've known you for so long, right?
Yes, exactly.
You know, I've been you know, having a lot of, you know, interactions with people that have come to me and have been, you know, crying to me, and they're really, you know, at this pivotal point. But they're feeling so much frustration and so much pain and so much despair that they literally are saying to me, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, if this is what it's going to be like, and if this doesn't change and I can't do this anymore, I don't even want to be here anymore. You know, and of course then they follow it up with, well, I'm not going to do anything, but, you know, I just have to be really honest. I feel like I'm just sick and tired of this crap and I don't want to be here anymore, you know, and that's really the level to which some people are being pushed right now.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. And I'm not talking about people that are just starting the journey. I'm talking about people that are like, you know, on the path.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Okay, and so this is really...
With myself over the years. You know, I've had those conversations with myself over the years, you know, not recently, but, you know, a while ago. So I know what that feels like for sure.
Yes. And so, you know, and I'm sure that everybody, you know, is able to relate to this on some level, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, don't judge, don't blame, don't fear, don't shame. Those are the old ways of dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
This deep pain, this deep anguish, if you're at this point of feeling this level of frustration to where you're just like, I can't do this anymore. This is, you're right there. You're being squeezed to the max. You're being pushed to the deepest level. And know that this has to happen. Know that this is not a bad thing. And please, don't do the fear thing. Don't let that be the truth and the reality. Just know that this is the feeling experience of what is happening. But don't judge it. Feel it. Everybody breathe and feel it. But don't blame. Don't shame. Don't judge. Stay out of your heads.
Mm-hmm.
And just process it. And let these emotions come up and rise up, because this is all the old patterning that you are being cleared of. This is a huge transformation. This is a huge cleansing that is going on. And Mother Earth is experiencing it, and you are experiencing it, and know what is happening and own it. Claim it. Okay, this is what's happening. It's shitty. It sucks. I hate the way it feels, but still own it. Still own it and stay out of your head and breathe through it and cry and go for a walk and take a bath. Do what you have to, but don't escape it. Process it. The emotions must be processed, and you never think emotions. You feel them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
True. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. You know, those emotions are going to be coming up. Acknowledge them, right? See them.
Yes.
And then let them go. Choose to let them go. Choose to process them through your system and out, you know, without the judgment and the blaming and shaming. But they are going to come up at this time to be let go of.
That's exactly it. You know, a good visual for that is, you know, imagine air bubbles that are caught underwater. You know, they may be being held underneath something, but these air bubbles, they're not going to go anywhere, and eventually they're going to find their way to the surface because they want to travel up through the water, up into the air. Same with emotions. Emotions are stored within the biology. Old trauma, old drama, old emotional experiences, they are all stored within the biology. And right now, with these shifts and with these vibrational increases, our biology is changing. I am witnessing people ascending every day now. And that includes the biology changing. And so that biology changing opens up to the caught bubbles of emotions and allows that to surface. And it doesn't mean anything is wrong. It doesn't mean you're not there. It doesn't mean anything other than you're changing. Your DNA is changing. Everything is changing. And it's uncomfortable and it's painful at times. But it's a great thing, and it's a real blessing to be here and to be experiencing and to be part of it right now at this time on this planet.
Yeah, I agree. It's a powerful, powerful time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this is a wonderful time, and it's the time of doing the work. It really is the time of doing the work without fear. And it's just step by step, you know, one thing at a time as it comes up, just do the work to release it, to process it, to feel it, to love it, and let it go, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Exactly. Let it go. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it right there, Alara. Let it go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, time to let the old stuff go.
Yeah. All right, so how are you doing with your throat here? Are you doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Do you want to take some questions?
Absolutely. Yeah, let's do that.
So, I'm going to take a question from the telephone. Phone number ending in 0818. 0818. I'm going to unmute you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. How are you? My name is Kara.
Hi,
Thank
Kara.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi. I was just wondering if you were talking about, like, anger, especially.
Hi.
And that just coming up, like, a lot and repeatedly and, like, not really being able to kind of lessen that or not knowing how to handle it, really, because I don't. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, Kara, it makes complete sense. And, you know, anger. Anger is a very big subject, especially for women. And if you know a little bit about me, then you know that, you know, I'm very much of a female activist, and I do a lot of work with women. And the ultimate conditioning of females has been predominantly male, right? Because of all of the millennia of male oppression. And again, this is not about judgment or blame. This is just simply the way it has been, right? Just recently, within the last 200 years, women have finally, slowly, you know, regained voices. And so with that comes the understanding that if you think of everything as energy, and if you think of the lineages and the ancestry of females, right, there is a lot of anger. There is a lot of anger still present within the females, within the lineages, within the ancestry, within the connections that have carried all the way through all of these times of oppression.
Hi.
And so, you know, so for you, Kara, you know, it's very important for you to really embrace your anger. Don't fear it. Don't judge it. Don't act it out. Don't place it or, you know, and anticipate it in the future or blame somebody as to this is the reason, you're the reason why I'm angry. No, 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 no. You as a woman and you as a goddess, you are here to really take full responsibility for your own healing. And somebody or something on the outside may trigger your anger, but it is for you to claim it because it is arising from within you. And on the other side of it will be strength and empowerment and the support of your ancestors and the support of the females that have come before you. So it may feel like you're taking on a lot because you are, but the more willingly you feel through it without thinking and without attaching it onto the outside, onto the illusion, right? the faster and the easier it can just flow through you, and it can flow and release from your biology, and it can release from the lineages of the women that came before you. So think of yourself as this beautiful vessel to clear all of this anger, and think of it as that this is a blessing, because you, as a result of doing it willingly and as a result of doing it intimately with yourself, you will be reaping the rewards of it, because you've got a lot of power in yourself, Kara, and you have been on the shy, on the timid side too much. And so you processing all of this and just allowing that is going to bring you out on the other end with so much clarity, with so much balance as the feminine goddess that you are here to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
How does that feel for you?
It feels very, reasonable. I guess it's the processing or that part which just gets me stuck, or I don't know. Hi. I haven't really had any, success.
Hi. So what's your challenge with the processing?
Maybe I just don't know how, because it just, and I've heard, some people have said, sometimes, you know, you're empathing. Yeah, the teddy bear, other people's, you know, emotions. But then I'm thinking, what's happening so often? It's got to be coming from me. But, yeah, I've tried, breathing, or just, you know, just allowing or accepting or loving or whatever. But it just keeps coming up very consistently.
Yes.
And for
a while. Right. Yes. Yeah. You know, for you, it's, you know, and I'm sure that this is going to be the same thing for many other female listeners that are listening. And also for men, you know, because men also have that female side inside of them. But, you know, much more for women because of the history of where Earth was. And for you, Kara, you know, remember that you as the light, that you are unconditional love, right? And so as this unconditional love, let yourself be the unconditional love with your experience. So when the anger arises, when it comes up, see if you can completely get out of your head and just sit into the emotion of it and just breathe and feel and know that in this moment, the bubbles are rising up and you're releasing them. And then after that, once it has cleared and the emotion has lessened, after that, I would love for you to then take a look at what on the outside may have triggered the emotion. And again, no blame, simple observation. And if there is something that you are identifying about the outside that may have triggered the emotion, or maybe something within yourself of what you are doing or not doing that has triggered the emotion, that you identify this, and from this identification, then you take this information and aim to change it. Because this has very much to do with you now balancing your male and your female sides, right? So you within yourself may not be addressing issues or conflict in a positive way. Or maybe you may not be receiving from the outside what you as a goddess deserve, right? And so it's very important for you to really get very clear on these dynamics, because once you are aware of these dynamics, you will have to deal with them. You will have to face them. You will have to confront, communicate, and work with them. So there are these two very important steps that lead to the third step, which is taking full responsibility and charge of your energy and your energy balance. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Of course, of course. Are you does it resonate with you? Do you feel what you have to do?
Yeah, I think that it's, I'm going to listen to the replay as well, but I think it does.
Okay. So first, when the emotion arises, breathe, feel, don't think, right?
Yeah.
Let it pass. Let it move through unconditionally. Then the next step, once the emotion has lessened, the second step, now you look, observe, self-observe, what has triggered this within myself? What am I not doing? How am I not honoring myself and my truth, right? And also look onto the outside. How am I not being honored on the outside, right? So look within mm-hmm. and without, yes? Identify, mm-hmm. get very clear on that, because this is going to be the information that you must address. Ask the creator that you are, because nothing short of reverence, respect, and cherishing is acceptable. Yeah. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Okay,
thank
good.
You, Kara.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My
great
pleasure.
Question.
Bye, Kara.
And, you know, I just want to add that everything that you just said, Britta, right now about anger relates to every other emotion as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. 100%. Thank you. Yes.
So mm-hmm. we can use this process for anything that's coming up. Not just anger. Because I was just, you know, just a little while ago before, like an hour ago before the call started, I was getting frustrated. And, you know, I was watching it and I was observing it. And I was seeing, so when you were going through this process, I was asking myself, I was like, okay, what was triggering it? You know, what was I feeling inside? You know, it's like, yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm.
Analyzing, that's, you know, what it is, and then letting it go without judgment, right? So I wasn't judging myself for getting frustrated. That was not the issue. It was just like, you know, what exactly was causing or triggering the frustration, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, and so once you identified what it was, what did you do then?
Oh, I had to move on. You know, it's like, okay, let me move on to something else. Because for me, I need to switch tactics to clear my head, you know. So then I did something else, and then I can go back to it. And then it's it was a technical thing. It was a computer thing, you know. So it's like but it was, you know, frustrating. And it's like,
right. I get it. Yep.
Yeah, that was an example for just now.
Yeah, yes. And I think that's a great example because it's an every moment kind of an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
And and I think that, you know, the real important point here is that, you know, we have all been so conditioned to judge and blame and fear emotions, right? As mm-hmm. if they're like this horrible thing. Oh, my God, emotions. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But truly, truly, that couldn't be, you know, more wrong. Because you know, emotions are, you know, a very, very, very important aspect of the earthly experience and the human experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so the acknowledgement of these emotions and the understanding of what triggers them within ourselves, it's like we're little scientists, right? This observation
right.
with self creates so much clarity and so much understanding that that in itself is healing and, you know, strengthens us more and more and more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know, the emotions are a part of who we are. So if we're judging the emotions that we're having, we're in essence judging who we are, right? And so, and resisting, you know, who we are, right?
Oh my God, yes, amen. Thank you. Yes.
So it's about accepting and allowing the emotions to flow, you know, without judgment, and processing them through and letting them go. So, you know, sometimes
exactly.
easier said than done, but it can be, it takes, you know, practice, awareness, you know, being aware of it when it's happening, being able to pause in that moment sometimes, you know, but it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
totally, totally. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Now I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh,
oh no, it's gone.
Here it is.
Hang on, quickly, here it is. So yes, you know, so and as these emotions are, so they can sometimes feel really big and strong
mm-hmm.
and overwhelming, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, another really, really, really key aspect is to do not act them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You do not act them out. Like, that has to be that fight. Fight for your light. Fight for your self-worth, your self-respect. Because you're going to feel so shitty if you let that shit out on somebody else.
True. Yep.
Right?
It is so true. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And we've all done it. You know, let's face it. We've all done it. But, yeah. And
of course.
The thing is, you know, one thing I like to remind myself of when I have a really strong, powerful emotion, it's like, wow, I am a powerful being, am I not?
That's right. That's right. I know, absolutely, you know, that's really true. I mean, I think that an emotion such as anger, for example,
yeah.
can really be transformed into so much energy and such a
mm-hmm.
force from
yeah.
within, right? It's almost, you're like, ah, you're invincible and enough of this, and now we're going to change this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right, and really let that be like that, whoa, forward-moving energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have some questions on the Q&A still, so we'll get to those in a moment. But now, did
yeah.
you want to talk about the special offer since we're at that time, at the top of the hour?
Oh, we already are, aren't we?
I know, right? It's going by so fast.
It always does. Okay, hang on. Opening that up.
All right. So for everyone that's on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And for those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/BRITA12, BRITA12.
Okay.
So this is the spiritual strength training program.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, yeah, you go. Let me know when you're done.
Oh, I'm done. I was just filling in time until you were able to get yours up.
Okay, cool. Okay, good. So I have it here now. So yes. So I named this spiritual strength training because, you know, that's really kind of what it is, you know, getting into one's light, is a strength training, and it is a practice, and it is a training, and it is like going to the gym. It's like you're flexing those muscles, and you're building those muscles, and you get stronger and stronger in yourself, in knowing how to process, in knowing what the difference is between illusion and light, and in knowing how to choose higher perspectives, and in knowing how to really work with your energy and see as light, right? So this is all a practice. And the more you practice it, the stronger you will become. And once you start practicing this, you will become very, very quickly aware of the results of the work, of how this strengthening all of a sudden is really shifting you into your light alignment. And more and more and more, you really feel authentically this empowerment, and you feel the joy, and you feel the infinite possibilities. And so, you know, that is the goal, to have that become a more and more and more and more all-encompassing experience of your reality here on Earth. And so then from here, I'm starting with the first module, and that is align with your infinite true light self. And this comes back to where we started this call in the beginning. It's about, visualizing who you really are. And this is a hypnotic activation that, is going to help. It's going to help you accept on the subconscious level that this is really who you are. And this is going to help you adjust your belief patterns to that this is really who you are. Because, you know, the subconscious doesn't like change, and this is just going to speed it all up, because to get the subconscious on board is one of the main keys of working on self. And so, you know, this hypnotic activation, you know, in this first module is to be listened to at night, and it'll help you visualize and experience and focus on and know who you really are, because this is such a big and important part. And then the other part here is the breath, your breath. And for me, the breath is really your most important built-in tool, your breath. Breathe, breathe slowly, breathe deeply. It is your bridge, it is your connection. It is how you step out of the illusion. It's how you step back. It's how you find your pause. It's how you keep yourself from acting out emotions. It's how you process. It's how you get out of your head. It's how you connect into your grounding. Your breath is your most important built-in tool. And so this is a wonderful lesson and practice here to work with as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And then we go to module...
Go ahead. Sorry. I was agreeing with you.
And then from here, we go to module two, and that is have fun being a human being. And again, we're here in these human bodies, and no, it's not easy, and nobody said it would be easy, and especially right now, it's not easy for many people, but it is incredible, and it is a blessing to be here at this time, and to allow yourself to have fun with the human incarnation, because it is so special, you know, the senses, the touch, the taste, the smell, the blue sky, the sun, how it touches your skin, being in the ocean. It's all so unique and so special, and it's not found in higher dimensions, because we do not have these earthly bodies in higher dimensions. And because this is going to be over in a blink of an eye, this is where it's at. And to find the joy and to find the moments of appreciation and gratitude is what will enhance your light and is what will enhance your connection to that vision of yourself, of who you really are. Because when you can really accept this human experience as an exciting journey, that's when you really get to live it fully. And this is where I get to the next point, which is judge no more. This is another hypnosis lesson. You know, we're not here to judge. The light doesn't judge. So, you know, as we travel on our journeys, we need to let go of judgment of what other people are doing, of what other people are choosing. And we need to stop judging things for good or bad, because if we're coming from the right place of empowerment, of strength, of clarity, of freedom from need, nothing is bad. It's all just a part of the great buffet of life. And so to release the judgment of self and of this earthly experience is, again, yet another big aspect that will strengthen you within your light. And it's all about strengthening you in your light. And then from here, we go to module 3, which is reclaim your authentic power. And here we talk about the emotions. Yay! As well as clearing the mind. Yay! Because these two really, you know, are belonging together in a way that they're separate but interconnected, because our biology programs and conditions in a way that the emotions trigger the thought patterns and the thought patterns heighten the emotions and grow the emotions. So it's a vicious cycle. And this work is very much focused on breaking the cycle. Thoughts are thoughts and are separate, and emotions are emotions and are separate, and they need to be addressed separate. And so the clearing of the mind practice is a very, very, very important practice to learn how to not engage with thoughts, to learn how to consciously choose thoughts, how to learn how to identify illusion thoughts, lower energy thoughts, old conditioning thoughts, and to choose to let them go and not engage them, and to understand that you can. The good news is you can let them go. And the more you do, the more you free yourself and you free your mind space to focus on what really matters and who you really are and what you're really here to do. And then the other one, the emotional pockets lesson, comes back to that concept of what we spoke about just a moment ago about the bubbles that are caught underneath the water, right? And so this goes a little bit deeper into that understanding and learning about it and realizing that there is nothing to be judged. Don't judge your emotions. Don't judge yourself for feeling, but really understand them as a part of this human experience. And the more you understand them and the more you learn how to process them, the more you free yourself into that feeling that everybody wants. Everybody's looking to feel the joy and the bliss and the freedom and the confidence. And so that can only happen if you process everything else consciously and unconditionally, because you can't just want to feel this but not that. When you do that, you cut it all off, and you're going to be chasing bliss for the rest of your lifetime. And so then from here, we go into the next module, which is module 4, unconditional love and acceptance, moving beyond the human illusion. And here we have the strengthening exercise. Yet again, it's the practice. And this, you know, comes back to what, you know, I was speaking about with Kara earlier, you know, how to do that. This is the practice of how to process the emotions. And again, practice that. The more you do, the easier it will become, the more it makes sense, the more you learn how to process your emotions, not act them out, not sink into it, the more you will really witness, you will become witness to how you come out on the other end with so much illumination, with so much clarity and this tingling feeling of strength. And oh my God, it's real. So, you know, it's the greatest gift you can give yourself. And then we have the self-love imagery journey, which is another hypnotic activation. And again, working with the subconscious through hypnosis is so important because the subconscious only learns through imagery and repetition. And so it rejects change. But if you work with it, with this imagery, with this hypnotic visualization, and you work with this recording, with this MP3, and you keep listening to it again before you go to sleep at night, focusing onto that self-love that you are here to practice, which is you working with your energy, you being accepting and unconditional with yourself and your experience, you being the love versus the fear, the resistance, the blame, the shame, right? So all of this is, again, strengthening you in your light, because the light is love, not fear. And then the next one here is emotion versus guidance. And this is also a very, very, you know, important one as we're now heading into the more advanced part of the program, which, you know, is very important. Oftentimes people feel like they can't hear or feel their guidance because of the emotions. And so guidance comes in through feeling, right? You feel what's good. You feel what's right. You feel what feels right for you. You feel what doesn't. And so this is to clarify the difference and the understanding of emotions versus guidance. And then from here, we go right into building on the concept of guidance, of higher self, of relationship with higher self. And this is module 5. Connect, merge, embody. And so the first one here is listen to, trust, and follow your higher guidance. And again, this is a lesson practice explaining how to go about this, how to connect more with your higher guidance, which you all have. You all have your own guidance. You're all here to be your own guide. It's good and fine to receive assistance and to you know, find people that help you. But ultimately, you are all here to be creator incarnated. You're all here to now really fulfill the grace and the authentic empowerment that you are here to be. And that is impossible without you being in full alignment, communication, and relationship with your guidance. And so then the next one here is forming a relationship with your higher self. And this is, again, a hypnotic activation. So this is now going to help you, after understanding the information and how to do it, now this is going to help you work with it, embody it, shift these old resistances that you may have within your subconscious to being in this relationship with your higher self and replacing it with what that is, what that feels like, what that looks like, what that sounds like when you are in relationship with your higher self. It's not an outside force. It's you. And it's powerful. And you, and only you, know where your path is meant to go. Only you know what your purpose is, what you're here to do, who you're meant to meet, and when. And so only you can guide yourself. So this relationship with your higher self is priceless. It's the answer to everything. And then we move right into module 6, which is create your book of life. And your book of life is another hypnotic activation. And this is all about understanding that you are the creator. So this is calling you even deeper into ownership, into responsibility that this is your creation in every sense of the way. And so your book of life is going to help you get very clear on that and help you shift into the energy of ownership. And then the next one is, what about your inner critic? And this is a very interesting and, again, very important one, because the inner critic will show up. Just know, just expect that your inner critic is going to stand up and fight it and doubt it and give you all sorts of reasons and all sorts of justifications as to why you can't do it, as to why this is all just make believe and it's not really real. And, you know, we all know our inner critic, and that he or she reminds us of, you know, how we're not worthy or can't do it. And so this is understanding how to work with that inner critic, because you're in charge and you get to work with this inner critic and tell this inner critic what to do and what not to do. And change that energy. Remember, it's all just energy. So you get to give this inner critic a new role, a new position, a supportive experience versus inner struggle, inner fight. And then the next one here is create your greatest day, which is a bonus gift. And Create Your Greatest Day is a wonderful short little MP3 to listen to in the morning. This is really designed for the morning time, because this is kind of like helping you to get started with the right foot, with the right energy, with the right perspective, with the right, okay, that's right, this is who I am, this is what I can do, this is what I'm here to do, off I go. So this is kind of like to send you off and out in the morning to start your day. And then from here we go to module 7, which is oneness. And here we have love and light vibration activation. And so this is another one to listen to before you sleep. And this is really a beautiful one, and I strongly suggest to go with this program to really go module by module, you know, unless you know yourself very well and you know how to process and you're aware and conscious already and you're good to jump to module 7. But ultimately, I would rather you really follow each module and work with it until you feel confident in it. And then you can always come back to it later. But jumping ahead, you know, you really want to give yourself the space to process everything properly, because the love and light vibration activation, you know, is very powerful, and it's going to align with the vibrational increase of what is currently happening, and it's going to really work with you as vibration, because you are energy that is being filled in by your light. And so the goal here is to level up and to shift your vibration frequency. And so this is what this is going to do. But again, heed caution, take the steps, don't rush ahead, because you don't want this to trigger so much and too much within you that you're overwhelmed, you don't know what to do and how to handle it. And then the last one is one love. And this is another hypnosis imagery journey, and this really is a wonderful, beautiful, loving hypnosis journey that you can listen to during the day or at night, and it just reminds you of what really is true, that we're all one, and that within this oneness, it's a pleasure and an honor for you to have your experience as an individual. Because as soon as you leave this body, as soon as you depart from this journey, you will return into the oneness. And that's home, and it's safe, and it's love. But this experience as individual within the oneness is very special and very unique, and this really brings it all home and lets it all come full circle, that you're, you know, meant to remember and live out of that place of oneness, but to truly enjoy and appreciate the experience of your single identity and what you are here to do within the co-creation of the oneness. And that's the program. And then the bonus, which I always love to add for you, Alara, and only for you, and that is the bonus of 30-minute one-on-one session with me. And once you have purchased this program, on the download page there is going to be my email address, and there when you email me to schedule our one-on-one phone session with the receipt of the purchase, then we'll get you in right away and connect and work together. And I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Britta. I mean, there's so much in this package. I love both, you know, you have the activations, plus you have the lessons and the training so that people can take in the lessons and start applying the principles into their daily practice, you know. That's wonderful. Yeah, taking responsibility for their life, creating their life, you know, their life, and being responsible for it as they go. So they're working through the processing of it, right? So it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
Yes. And that is, again, available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Britta12. So that's $97, and that includes the 30-minute one-on-one session with Britta. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. So please take a look at that and see how that resonates with you. Great. Now, let me
good, good.
How are you doing? You doing good?
Doing good, yes, doing good. Always, you know, it's always so great to do this with you. I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah. Me too. It's so much fun. So there's a few questions on the Q&A. Do you have time to take just a few quick questions from the Q&A?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, I should. All right. So I have a question from Michael, and the question is this clarifying process always gradual and really never complete in this time and space life?
Ha ha! Go, Michael! No. This is coming to an end here. Yeah, it is coming to an end because, you know, this is really what this new information that has been coming in very strongly and very clearly, that, yes, we are anchored in fifth dimension, and, yes, it is happening within our lifetimes, and, yes, there are many, many, many of us that are really completing their clearing process. And, you know, and so these are all of us, wonderful light workers that are committed mm-hmm. to self, committed to growth. And, you know, ultimately we are shifting out of the old paradigm of suffering, which was the third dimension. And so now we're still going to be learning and we're still going to be growing, but we don't have to do it with suffering anymore. We don't have to do it through suffering anymore. We are now really ready to be leaders, leaders within our families, leaders within our lives, leaders within our communities, leaders within the world. Once we have freed ourselves from these old energies and this old cycle of suffering that used to be samsara. And so, you know, this is the good news, and I'm so glad he's asking this question. Thank you, Michael.
Me too.
You know, because that, yeah, that's really great. So, this is not ongoing, and yes, you will continue to feel, because remember, we're all one, but it's not going to be so overpowering and then not out of necessarily yourself. Once you have really cleared through, you're still going to be learning, yes, but the learning is now going to happen through grace.
Oh,
right?
Nice.
We're now learning with grace, and what this includes, and this is very important, is that moving forward, as we're really clearing out on deeper and deeper and deeper levels, it's all about foresight and knowing ourselves from the work and through the work. So we know our own triggers. We know when we remember our old hang-ups and what used to be our stuff, right? And what used to be our lower energy desires, right? And so now that we know all this, there may still be temptation coming our way. There may still be little challenges or tests coming our way, but it's all about foresight at this point. Am I going to like fall into the same trap and do some more suffering? Or can I already see what this is and bless it and let it pass by? Right?
Nice. Yeah.
Get that? Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yes. Good question, Michael. And then I have a question from Mary in New York, and she says, you mentioned the mental pollution, and unfortunately, my throat and my third eye chakras are blocked, and I have difficulty to access clear energy. My power center is also blocked. What should I do? How do I unlock my full potential and finally have a new vision for myself?
Okay. Let me check into Mary. Say, huh?
Yeah, start with one thing, because there's a few questions in there, really, right? There's a few questions in there, so start with one, I suppose, right?
Yeah. I just want to kind of like feel into Mary for a moment here, okay? Yeah, so Mary, specifically Mary in New York, New York has been, how do I put this without sounding like an alarmist. New York has been, unfortunately, been a little bit under attack a little bit. You know, there's been a lot of, like, heavy energies and lower energies. And you need a clearing, Mary. You need a clearing. You have entities. You have stuff. And don't feel bad about it. Don't judge it. It happens, and it's been happening a lot. You know, where conscious beings have been, you know, little, you know, they're getting attacked, for lack of a better word. I don't even want to say attack, because it's not a positive word. I don't like that word. You know, this is meant to serve you into a deeper connection with spirit as self. So remember, Mary, that everything is guided by the light, so that this was able to happen in your case because there still needs to be now deeper alignment with yourself as light. And so this is really what the messaging here is you're being called into deeper and fuller alignment with your light self, and find somebody who can clear you. If you do not know somebody, if you don't have access to that or don't know, email Alara, and I'd be happy to share the name of somebody who would be able to do that work.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
Good. Perfect. Good. Thank you, Mary. Yeah. Okay. Like, would it help if she had a session with you, Britta?
I do release work. I do clearing work, yes. So, you know, we could do that as well, absolutely. You know, so she can definitely, you know, email you then as well for that. Or let me just check in. I just really want to be very clear on this. I just want to be very authentic on this because, you know, if it's really big stuff, then I would rather refer that to somebody else. Let me just see.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I would rather refer it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
I would rather refer it to somebody else. Again, don't get alarmed, Mary. This is a part of your process. It will shift you into more alignment and clarity. And, you know, this is divinely orchestrated, so don't feel like you've been neglected or not loved. Don't feel that, right? Just, you know that this is all part of the process in your strengthening as light.
Wonderful. So, yeah, so Mary, send me an email, and then I will forward it to Britta, and we'll get you hooked up with somebody, okay? okay, wonderful. So then I have a question from Amy in Boston, and she's asking, I want to level myself with my true potential, but, gosh, I have difficulty to express my truth, my heart and soul. My throat just doesn't want to speak. How do I heal my throat chakra and trauma?
Okay, Amy, let me just take a look, okay? Okay, Amy, so you have inner conflict going on that is, of course, again, it's old patterning, right? This is old conditioning, and it has to do with the illusion. It has to do with how your old experiences of speaking your truth have affected you in regard to speaking your truth. And so think of this as deeper self-observation with yourself. And I'd strongly encourage you, Amy, to take a stroll down the timeline of your life and find the times in your life when you couldn't and when you wouldn't express yourself and when you couldn't and wouldn't speak up, and go all the way back to when you were a little girl, and notice why, what happened, what was going on that you couldn't and wouldn't voice yourself and express your truth and share it. And so then from here, I invite you to then communicate with this younger version of yourself and let her know that she is here to be safe now, to speak her truth, and she's now safe to speak her truth, and that life has changed. She's not a little girl anymore. She's not in those experiences anymore. And go ahead and encourage her to now share with you in the overcoming of what in the past was the connection to the illusion that had her be stopped, right? So identify the dynamics as to what it was that had her be stopped from speaking her truth. And that was the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't worthy of her. And she did not deserve that. And she does deserve now to speak her truth and to feel free of these old attachments to the illusion and not seeing herself through the eyes of other people anymore, not aiming to please anymore, not fearing not to be loved or accepted anymore, and encourage her to speak her truth, and maybe even encourage her as you go back into that time and place in her childhood where you make her and you're right there next to her, and encourage her and say to her, go ahead, say it, nothing can happen to you, I'm right here with you, I'm protecting you, and just encourage her to do it and overcome that fear and speak it, and it doesn't matter what happens on the outside. She's invincible. She's light. She's creator incarnated. And for her to express in any way she wants to as this little girl. And so the more you practice this, the more you do this work with yourself, with your little child in herself, bringing her back into the now, working with her in the then, the more this integrates and the more it clears these old energetic patterns, and that's really all that this is, right? It's old energetic patterns. And what happened in the past is not present anymore. But these old energetic patterns are still affecting you because they don't just go away.
Mm-hmm.
But you get to work with them. You get to take charge. You get to be the light being that you really are. And if you have to, let her scream out loud. Let her voice herself. If she wants to, if you feel like she should, let her, let it rip. Don't feel shy. Don't feel like you can't do that because, oh, it's not spiritual. Let her punch a pillow. You punch a pillow if you have to.
Yeah.
Really work with it. Really get it out. Really move through it. Own yourself. Own your voice. Have that be the intention. Do a couple of runs with it if you have to. You'll make it happen. You'll get there for sure.
Wonderful. Thank you. Great question, Amy. And let us know how that resonates with you. You can just write in the Q&A box again. Let us know how that resonates with you. So now I just have a quick question from a caller, from a live caller.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go to the phone number ending in 9933. I'm
going to
unmute
mm-hmm.
you. Hello.
Hi, Britta.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
This is Debbie from New Jersey.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just was hoping that you can maybe tap in. I'm thinking it's my heart chakra, but maybe it's another chakra within me that needs some kind of push. Or I've been trying to do Reiki a little bit, so I'm trying to, like, open them up and balance them, and I know I'm stuck somewhere. I'm not sure where. But before you do that, can I tell you what I came across? This is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm getting from your talk, okay? At birth, okay, in reality, we came in with nothing, right? But in reality, we had our abundance and our whole life planned out already with our universal team and our higher self. With, of course, we can make ourselves our own choices. But at birth, we forgot, and I think we got preoccupied with all the illusions. But from what you're saying is, I'm assuming, I made those illusions because it's all an illusion. I made them for me to have spiritual growth. So by getting wrapped up in everybody's drama and not letting go, I'm definitely not connected to Source. But I try to, like, I'm doing a lot of things. Like, I see people are not in my life anymore that were all in my life before that had a lot of drama. Like, I'm letting go of a lot of, I don't want to, just people that are not where I am anymore. Like, I can't listen to it anymore. You know what I mean? I'm trying, I think I moved myself into a space where now I really don't have any friends. I have a few and I can't tolerate them anymore. I'm not better than them, but I just don't want to listen to the humdrum everyday problems. And I try to go in, and I work on myself a lot, but I'm still stuck. And I know I'm connected, and I believe all that, and I've seen the universe has carried me. I've been unemployed since the end of December, and unemployment, you know, doesn't cover the bills, but the universe is, and it's working, and it's like, I know they're there. They always had my back, always, and I'm still feeling stuck, so I'm hoping maybe you can tap in and tell me what to do. Or help me, advise me. That was a lot. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I totally love and appreciate it. And I love how you put it in the beginning. And yes, you did plan all of it. And you did plan all of the illusion, entanglement, and conditioning, and all the challenges in the programming. Because that is what you work with, right? That's the material for you to work with. And so...
But I'm confused about that, because sometimes, like, even driving, it's like the whole world is nuts. Do you know what I mean? So I attracted that to myself. Like, it just seems like everybody's priorities are wrong. It's just their morals. And did I really want to be put myself in that world? This is what I'm confused about. How I need to change it, because I want the world like Adam and Eve. I want it back to bliss and love, and, you know, your kids could go around the world and you don't have to worry about what's going to happen to them. Do you know what I'm saying?
I want that too. I want that too. We all want that. Amen. Yes. And well, you And you know, this is exactly where, you know, the pivot point for you lies. And, you know, it's not so specifically one chakra. It's really so much more shifting yourself into your higher mind alignment and perspective and holding it, right? Really working on holding it, because, you know, you're seeing the unconsciousness. You're seeing the misplaced energies. You're seeing, you know, the values and morals that seem not to be there. And so, you know, this is the old energy of the third dimension, what you're seeing, right? And,
right.
You know, so it's very important for you, Debbie, not to judge it. You cannot judge it. You have to understand that you have come here to help shift from third dimension into fifth dimension. And that process is not an easy process. And many humans are not yet consciously going through this shift. And so, you know, you understanding and really coming from that higher place of understanding and blessing the experience and blessing them
for their own timing on their own journeys. Everybody has their own timing, right? And so then from there, finding yourself in a place of higher awareness and higher understanding, which will immediately shift you back into peace and back into alignment, you know. And again, here within reference to what you've been doing in terms of letting go of friends and letting go of the drama. And, you know, sometimes the cup has to be emptied before it can be refilled. And it doesn't necessarily get refilled right away because of this deeper clearing that is still happening. And so, you know, I feel a little bit of your frustration in terms of timing and why isn't it happening? And, you know, and so that is really something for you to, you know, again, let go of that. Let go of that. That, you know, don't have this expectation. Well, I've done all this and I've let go of these. And so now come on, bring it. I'm ready. I want it. Right? That's not how it works. And I know this from experience. I've been there. So, you know, really what I strongly, strongly encourage you to do, Debbie, is practice non-judgment and practice ownership of that, yes, you did choose this. And you did choose to come here. And you did choose to become a participant in this consciousness shift. Nobody said it would be easy. And nobody said it would be to your timing. You have to trust the timing. You have to trust the light. And so, you know, make sure you take really, really good care in this perspective shift, that you maintain and hold it. Like, that's going to be really, really important for you, because the more you hold this higher perspective of that this is what you chose, and to really own it, right? Own it. Don't let yourself drop into victim. Don't let yourself drop into frustration. Don't let yourself drop into impatience.
Okay.
And so what I mean by don't let yourself drop into is trust the process, trust the light. Stop those thought patterns that have you drop into impatience, frustration, and judgment. You need to do more work here. You got to stop those thought patterns. And then, as the next step, once you've let go and practice not engaging those thought patterns, then you need to, of course, be very present to your emotions, right? Because this impatience and this frustration and, you know, this is really manifesting in form of anxiety for you. And, you know, this is where you really need to just, okay, breath, breathe, feel, don't think, step back. Hang on, this is all of the old energy. This is still all old energy that you're clearing out.
Wow.
And do this consciously. Trust this timing of your own soul. Know that you have come here with complete ownership and commitment to do this work, and you trusting the process and you really doing the work and really shifting yourself into the higher perspective and knowing that you have your guidance. Keep clearing your head. Keep feeling yourself. Keep listening to your guidance. Keep paying attention to what your feeling guidance is saying. Stop thinking. And you are going to be through this very quickly. I actually see you stepping out of it right now. I see you stepping into the light and as the light. And so, you know, stay committed. Don't doubt. That's all the old energy. Remember, you got to clear it out. It's all or nothing right now. This is time to level up And that means this commitment to yourself as light and choosing the higher perspective and really understanding these old ways of thinking and then not processing the follow-up emotions. This is still keeping you clouded.
Yes. You're on target 100%. I felt everything right on key.
Good.
Thank you so much, Britta. And thank you, Alara, for having these shows. These were awesome. Thank you so much, both of you.
Good.
Thank you so much, Debbie, for calling
in.
And much love. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
My pleasure. Bye.
Wow, great question. And, you know, it's something we all are going through. And, you know, this is the time to level up. This is the time to commit to our presence as light, right? And, absolutely.
Yeah. And I love this. And I love this call from Debbie, you know, because it really reiterated the entire call.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Didn't
powerful.
It?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Thanks. Yeah, thank you, Debbie. Wow.
Yeah.
Just going to quickly. Okay. So Amy said she just responded back. She said, thank you. I'll do that. Everything you have said. She said, I even experienced some kind of relief when you were speaking. She said, I will take charge now. Thank you. And
good.
Yeah, thank you. You really helped me a lot. Oh, good. Thank you.
Oh, yay. Whoop, whoop. Wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's great. Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And, you know,
so
much wisdom and just the energy, too, you know, just from you speaking, because as we know, you transmit energy and light as you are speaking anyways, right? So
all of that combined
with the wisdom and teachings that you shared has been so powerful.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Great. I am so happy to be of service. And to shift us all out of suffering, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
And let's let's just all of us commit to suffering no more.
No more. Absolutely.
No more. That's right.
Absolutely. No more. Yeah, because we don't need
no
it anymore.
More.
And, you know, like Michael had asked about that, earlier on. It's true. Mm-hmm. The clearing is going to come to an end, and we will not have to, you know, suffer as much as we did anymore to learn and grow and so on. So, yay, right? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Yay. But, you know, again, you know, and this refers to Debbie and, you know, everybody else. You know, everybody needs to just like, you know, stop with these expectations, right? Well, I've done this and this. So now, you know, where's my light? Hello. Where are my rewards?
Yeah.
Hello. Right?
Yeah.
No, you know, if you need to, everybody, again, pay attention to what you are engaging. Pay attention to how you are thinking. If you're still judging and fearing and resisting and blaming and shaming and frustration and impatience, you're still entertaining old energy.
Right.
The old third dimensional energy. If you're still resisting and blaming and shaming the emotions that are arising, you are not letting them release and you're prolonging the process.
Mm.
Right? So everybody get very clear on that. Don't have a timing attached to this. Relax. Relax and just do it. Relax and do it, and everything is going to become much easier.
Hmm. And it does become easier. Yeah.
Yeah, and every soul has their own timing. So don't compare yourself to others.
Right.
Every soul has their own timing. You don't know how much you still have to clear through. But the good news is that this is the lifetime for you to clear it through and to get to have this human experience in a self-realized fifth dimensional state. That's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And that experience of openness, it's going to become bigger and bigger and bigger. Even though there may be deeper processing and you know, more stuff to clear out through the years, it's going to become less and less. And the experience of opening and light alignment and clarity within your guidance is going to become stronger and stronger and stronger.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much for everyone that called in and submitted questions, because they were all wonderful, great questions that brought in even more wisdom and teachings and light for all of us. So thank you for those. And of course, you know, Britta, it's always so wonderful to have you on. You always share so much, and it's always so relevant to what we are going through. And, you know, we can definitely all relate to everything that you're saying and teaching us and sharing with us. So it's a practical wisdom, practical teachings that we can start to use, you know, now. And, you know, there's even more tools and activations and lessons and practices that we can learn from you in the package that you have with us, which is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Britta12, which includes a 30-minute personal session, which is amazing, for only $97. I mean, it's just amazing to me how much is already included in the package, plus the bonus of the 30 minutes, you know, to talk to you and spend time with you. So I think that's wonderful. Thank you.
It is my pleasure. And it is all in service for the light and as the light, as in us all and for us all. So, yeah. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you, everyone. And as we close out this Radiant Light Healing Circle, I invite you all to just come back to center for a moment, come back to your heart space. And I'm in such gratitude for all of you. And from this space of gratitude and unconditional love, I invite you all to send out blessings to everyone on the call, listening now, listening later, to Britta, to myself, to you, to yourself, and to your friends and colleagues and loved ones around the world and to humanity. To send out blessings of unconditional love and gratitude and grace. And as we close off, you know, I encourage you to drink lots of water, you know, take time for yourself, listen to your body, do what feels right for you, right? Do what feels right. So until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Much love. Bye, everybody.